I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Every one of us has a story, make that lots of stories, that define who we are. There are those life-altering events during childhood, perhaps our first love or our first heartbreak, or the stories that come out of our adult lives that are so very complex. You may recall Maya Angelou's powerful words in her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. Some of us are eager to share our stories with anyone who will listen, but as Bill Harley reflects, others of us are much more quiet about the stories that shape our lives.
I believe in story. I believe story is how we explain ourselves, how we entertain ourselves, and how we imagine who we might become. Having spent most of my life telling and talking about stories, I am only more convinced than when I first started that story is what makes us human. A number of years ago, I was doing a storytelling residency in a school in South County. In particular, I had focused on stories of the hero who leaves his or her home when called and travels to a different, dangerous world. The hero meets a helper who offers a piece of advice or accompanies him. In a strange and foreign land, the hero passes a test and brings a treasure home. Those of you familiar with Joseph Campbell's work know this is a myth often told. The Wizard of Oz, Jack and the Beanstalk, Star Wars, The Hobbit. In one class, there was a boy who did nothing the whole month. He sat in the back and listened, or I hoped he listened. He wrote no stories, he said nothing. But because there were no standardized tests or grades, nothing was required. He caused no trouble, and I left him alone. We do not know what silence means. The last week, before the last class, he announced he had a story. When the time came, he told a spellbound group of sixth graders about a boy whose father had died. The boy traveled to the land of the dead, slew the dragon that guarded the house of the dead, and brought his father home. It was Orpheus and Eurydice with a happy ending. It was a perfect myth. And in spite of myself, I wondered where he had found the story. It could not have been original. It was too perfect. When the class left, the teacher turned to me and said, Jamie's father died 3 months ago. I had unwittingly given this boy a way to begin to make sense of his world. His father was gone, but he had found a way to understand who he was and make sense of his father's death. Jamie would be all right. When we give people a story, we give them a way to understand the world. The more stories they have, the better equipped they are to pick and choose their way through life. I believe in story.
Bill Harley, who comes to us from Seekonk, Massachusetts, is a Grammy Award-winning artist who uses song and story to paint a vibrant picture of growing up, schooling, and family life. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.